Do you know that Jesus is Jesus alive now? And have you heard the story of his life that changed the world so they changed the dates on a calendar? It wasn't Caesar. Jesus was born and it matters. And we celebrate his birthday. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Can you let your heart go and be allowed to engage with the idea of Christmas? Not worshiping at idols, but worshiping the incarnation of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And when are you going to celebrate it? I think it's December 25th, a great day. It's not exactly the day when the darkness changes and the days start getting longer or shorter. It's a little bit off, just like the picking a birthday is going to be a little bit off. It's not the winter solstice. It's not Saturnalia. Those chumps, they got bumped off the date because we took it. It's a Christian holiday now. That's good. By the way, Easter isn't always Easter. I don't know if you knew that. Jesus died on a specific day, and it's usually not right. So we'll skip it. We'll skip the meticulous exactness that some people insist that this holiday season is, and we're going to be a little pixelated, a little fuzzy about when the dates happened, but exact about what it means and who it was that came to earth and why God wanted us to know, because he loves you. And he said, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. The gates of hell will not stand against this truth. I'm coming for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He picked a family line specifically. He picked a place specifically. We talked about Bethlehem and why it needed to be Bethlehem. It is the fulfillment of prophecy that's God's calling card. It was the miraculous provision of the delivering hero, the Messiah. We've talked about that. God chose to bless two people with the birth of a son who was to go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. And you have John the Baptist. Did it have to be John the Baptist? I don't suppose we can know exactly. Even though God does know exactly. We're looking to his word and we're asking the Holy Spirit to guide us to understand these things. Jesus said, don't presume to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. You know? Does it need to be exactly you, exactly the right place, at exactly the right time? I don't think I know. But if you're in the right place at the right time, and if you do say something to someone and they say, my goodness, in my life, what you said mattered. I asked you and you told me and I didn't want to hear what you said. And I walked away angry from you, but do you know I thought about it? You never got a warm, fuzzy feeling because of what you said to me that time. But it did eventually matter. You, when you told me, I didn't want to hear it. And I did what I wanted to do anyway, and I ignored it. But by the end of my life, I see now that it's true what you said, and you were right. And I've come, if you're lucky and you have this experience in life, I've come to tell you thank you for what you said. You were right. But if we measure what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ on the payback in the exchange at the moment, well then, You might, if you measure it on the feel good, think I haven't succeeded at this. You might, because of the uncomfortableness of the last exchange, skip the next opportunity because, oh, I remember what it was like when I talked to him. So now I don't know if she wants to hear what I have to say, so I won't say it. And then you're failing to be a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves. And all of this story working in our life is that God has a plan. It's the fulfillment of prophecy, right? It's the family line of David, through Mary and Joseph, by the way. It's a place called Bethlehem. It was a miraculous provision of a delivering hero, the Messiah, to a virgin promised to the prophet Isaiah. And all of this has been described and explained over the past weeks, right? You can listen to sermons online. You could Google Alva Baptist. You could look at a website and click a button and listen to something in little smaller chunks than happens in the whole sermon. You could, it's on iTunes. I don't know if you knew your church sermons come on iTunes. So if someone uses a Mac, we pray for them anyway. But if someone uses iTunes, they can find Alva Baptist and listen to little podcast short slices of it. And all this stuff has been covered. But in both the case of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ the Messiah, it was who the baby would be in life that mattered. John comes in the power of Elijah with a mission. And Jesus is a person, right? The author of creation. Do you know that? That Jesus is who made the world and came into it? I mean, you look at John chapter 1, right, in any Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Ah, Merry Christmas. It's good news. It's important news.